has a world-shaking surprise, and I am delivering it right now. We have the gentleman who is the executive producer and showrunner of Star Trek Discovery in a special surprise appearance. Please put your hands together in a warm welcome for Mr. Alex Kurtzman! Here it is!
Oh my God. There are a lot of you here. Guys, this is my first Star Trek convention ever. Wow. I am so excited. This way. You want me in front? Okay, great. Hi, better? Good? Okay. So, thank you for coming today. And I'm sure some of you have heard. By the way, that was William Shatner. Can we just have a moment for William Shatner? Oh my God. So, I'm sure a bunch of you have heard that we are expanding the Star Trek universe. I feel like the luckiest person on Earth because I get to do this every day, not just at the convention, and I work with unbelievable people. And the second that we announced that we were going to be building a larger Star Trek universe, the most amazing people came out. Writers, directors, actors, everybody wanted to work on Star Trek. Even people who you wouldn't think would want to be on Star Trek, they do. And we are going to be delivering you shorts on CBS All Access. We're going to be delivering you new series. We're going to be premiering season 2 of Discovery early next year. And there's been a lot of speculation about what are the next shows and what do people want to see. And I figured that this was probably the day to announce to you what our next Star Trek series is going to be. If that's okay with you guys. Okay, good. But I actually don't feel entirely qualified to be the one to do it. So what I'd like to do is bring out a good friend to talk about the next one.
Just done what I was assured was my last audition for Star Trek The Next Generation. There had been two of us in contention for this role. I never learned who the other actor was. I have a suspicion, but I never knew exactly who it was. And I drove to a nearby coffee shop on Melrose, bought a pile of London Sunday newspapers and had a breakfast, pile of pancakes, which lasted for nearly 3 hours. During those 3 hours, my agent, who had been called by the studio, was desperately trying to find me. As this was so long ago, there were no cell phones. And he wanted to tell me, "Patrick, they've offered you the job, captain of the Enterprise." I was startled, stunned, and utterly disbelieving, because never for one moment had I imagined these succession of auditions at Paramount would ever lead to anything at all. And here, now, I was. What I didn't know either was that I was on the very, very brink, the edge of something that would touch every corner of my life. Every single corner. Of course, career, emotional, domestic, home, everything was going to be affected by it. I had led a fairly successful, but quiet, modest career until then. And in fact, maybe I've told some of you this before, but when the Los Angeles Times announced that there was to be a new Star Trek series, and they got to the cast, I was described as unknown British Shakespearean actor. Brent Spiner, you'll have heard of Brent Spiner, right? Dear and beautiful man. He had a poster made which he put on the door of my trailer. And it said, "Beware, unknown British Shakespearean actor." Well, that was just a clue of the fun that we were going to have. 7 years later, in All Good Things, we wrapped our television series after 178 episodes. I was always so proud of what we did. We worked very hard. We worked long hours, as people in television series do, but we were working to do the best possible show that we could. Every single member of the cast, of the production team, of the front of house, of the studio, were supporting us in this labor of love. But we did four more movies, four feature films, and quite quickly, I began to see that there was not always joy and bliss attached to being in a very successful TV show. There can be a little downside, and I experienced that certainly. I remember meeting with a film director whose movie I very much wanted to be in to play a quite small supporting role. And he said to me, you're a good actor, I really like your work, but why would I want Jean-Luc Picard in my movie? Yeah, one has mixed feelings about anecdotes like that. And so I was determined that was the past. It was over. And it would be a voyage that I would never undertake again. And I made a particular point of stressing that. When until earlier this year, an email arrived, and there was an offer, interesting and charming, but one which I knew I would have to turn down. Well, that's how it felt. And I had a meeting with, there were five of us in the room, I think, and I spent 20 minutes explaining why, with sadness, I would have to say no. But something has happened. And it is not only the impact of the people that I have been talking to and working with over the past almost 6 months now, but it's also because I have spent a lot of time recently watching Star Trek The Next Generation. including episodes I'd never seen before, which was fun and exciting. And gradually it became clearer and clearer to me that the power of that show, the success of that show, the benefits that it gave. I have never, ever grown tired of hearing from people who stop me in the street or in a restaurant. Well, no, I don't like being interrupted while I'm eating. But who say to me, "Your show changed my life. Without Star Trek, The Next Generation, I might not be here." And I always respond to those letters, to those notes, and to those words when I hear them in the street. My personal favorite, which makes me very emotional, came from a detective sergeant with the Las Vegas Police Department. He wrote to me about his life and his work, and towards the end he said, "You know, there are days, I love my job, but there are days when I go home that what I have seen, what I have experienced, the cruelty, the barbarity, the viciousness, the nastiness of what I've experienced makes me despair for the future of our society and the world. But when I feel like that, I go to my video shelf and I take down Star Trek The Next Generation, and I know we're going to have a future." And that lies at the very center of what I have to tell you now. Jean-Luc Picard is back. Captain anymore.
Admiral.
He may not be the Jean-Luc that you recognize and know so well. It may be a very different individual, someone who has been changed by his experiences. 20 years will have passed, which is more or less exactly the time between the very last movie, Nemesis, and today. We have no scripts as yet. We're just talking storylines. It will be, I promise you, I guarantee it, something very, very different. But it will come to you with the same passion and determination and love of the material and love of our followers and our fans, exactly as we had it before. Thank you so much.
He's back.
I will see you all again very soon.